we are aware, as people would be from media reports, that there are outbreaks in Europe, in the UK, in France, in Portugal as well. So it is the time of midterm break when people start travelling. Either they go overseas or they have people visiting them. And we know that our uptake rates at present in Ireland and the Northwest are really suboptimal. We should be getting 95%, 95% uptake. And we're down at about 80% uptake. So that means that people, there's a large number of people are not protected. We need 95% because there's a small number who can't get the vaccine. For medical reasons, there's always a very small number who don't want the vaccine, but it was in the past small. And then there's another small number of people who they get the vaccine, but it doesn't sort of take fully, as it were. So in order to protect them, we need as many people together as possible so that if the infection does come into the community, it cannot spread because people won't become infected and therefore won't pass it on to someone who can't get the vaccine or got the vaccine and doesn't take. Up to about 5 years ago, we had very, very good uptakes, but pre-COVID, the numbers did unfortunately start dropping and they haven't recovered since COVID. And we know that in some older groups, we have people in their mid-20s who, due to the autism scare back in the early 2000s, they weren't vaccinated either. And that was a total false story that time. But it did stop some people getting the vaccine. And then it did recover then as more information came out. But we still haven't recovered to where we were prior to COVID. And we need to get people vaccinated. Measles is a serious infection, as well as sort of being sick with the rash and eye problems and sore throat and feeling off form. People can get pneumonia with it, especially if they're very young. People can end up with neurological damage, deafness, and people can unfortunately end up with serious brain damage. And rarely, but it can happen, young children can die from it. So we don't want to go there. We don't want to go back to where we were in the 50s and 60s.
And has there been any recorded cases of measles within the Northwest or Ireland this year?
Well, we have had about 4 cases in Ireland in the past year. Touch wood, we haven't had any in the Northwest, but we have had to investigate potential cases over the last year and even over the last number of weeks. Thankfully, we haven't had a positive result, but I think it's just a matter of time, unfortunately, before we get a positive result. And we find that'll happen. We'll have to manage that case, but we want to make sure that sufficient people already have the vaccine, that if we do get a case, it just remains a single case. We don't get other cases, we don't get other illness. And measles is terribly, terribly infective. For instance, if someone has contact with a case for more than 50 minutes, there's a good chance they could pick up the virus. So if a child goes into a GP surgery and is waiting in the GP surgery, we have to contact all the people in the GP surgery in the waiting room and see have they had the MMR vaccine or disease immunoglobulin. Whatever, are they protected? So it's a lot of work for us, but that's our job. But we don't want people getting sick. We don't want children in the hospital. We don't want adults having to bring their kids to hospital. And we don't want to have adults have parents worried about their children. And we don't want to mess up people's lives. There's enough going on at the moment without having to deal with measles cases.